grace, may it never be, Romans 6:15. He clarified the new relationship that people of faith have with rules by saying, "Now we have been released from the law, having died to that by which we were bound, so that we serve in newness of the Spirit and not in oldness of the letter." Romans 7:6. Serving in newness of the Spirit means that as servants of Christ, we do not live according to the old letter, the law, but rather under a new law of obedience to the Holy Spirit, He who comes after salvation, so we may carry out the will of God in our lives and on this earth. The new covenant of Christ, consecrated by His blood sacrifice, allows for salvation through faith instead of works, while simultaneously enabling obedience through our works for His glory and our benefit. This is where Christianity comes alive. James's assertion that faith without works is dead, James 2:26, does not refer to the keeping of laws, but to the power of obedience to perfect our faith. Living works are those inspired by obedience, not imposed by the law. This is truly living. When we quit living by a set of rules in a futile attempt to earn God's favor or salvation, but begin walking in obedience, we step into a newness of life and a life rich in the power to impact the world for God. The enemy would seek to put the yoke of religious, rule-following bondage back on us to make us guilt-ridden, miserable, and ineffective. But there is freedom, joy, and power when we walk freely in the blessings of obedience. Remnants of the Law. Do you know the three cardinal rules of religion? First, Jews don't recognize Jesus. Second, Protestants don't recognize the Pope. Third, Baptists don't recognize one another in a liquor store. This joke, which always elicits hearty laughter from those raised in churches like the one of my childhood, reflects a sad truth. Religion overemphasizes rules. Don't drink, don't dance, don't chew, and don't date those who do. That's what I heard growing up. Unfortunately, such religion is empty. There may be wisdom buried within the admonitions. I mean, it's a terrible idea for Christians to date non-Christians. But the truth gets lost in a simplistic black-and-white mentality of do's and don'ts. Dead religion based on legalism emphasizes rules, but Christ always emphasized relationship. In the Sermon on the Mount, He explicitly told the crowd that relationship was a single defining aspect of His true followers. In fact, in Matthew 7, He made it clear that it is more imperative to truly know Him than it is to perform all of the outward actions that make other people think we do. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to me on that day, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?" And then I will declare to them, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." Matthew 7:21-23. Although this passage is often used by fire and brimstone preachers to frighten Christians, it speaks more to those who are part of a religious organization without any real knowledge of Christ. It's popular to respect the views of Jews, Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, and others by implying that their paths to God are as valid as Jesus. But Jesus said that actions in the name of God are not sufficient for salvation. We can't follow enough rules to please God and should not be lulled into believing that legalism, even within presumably Christian sects, is an adequate substitute for a relationship with Jesus Christ. Nor is it adequate to simply know about God. Knowing about someone is not the same as knowing someone. I have read nearly all of the writings of C.S. Lewis. I have read biographical accounts about him. I've seen Shadowlands, the movie about his life. But Lewis died before I was born. I may feel as if I know him, but I don't. And he certainly doesn't know me. The same is true with Jesus Christ. Many people read his words in the Bible, read others' opinions of him, profess to follow him, and even...